Zach Schusterman, you started something called Prose of Pi, which is spelled P-R-O-S-C, which means there's a writer in you and a cook, and you brought us some strawberry rhubarb delicioso here. You've got to tell me what this program is all about.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, my God, this pie crust.
Yeah, go and give a try.
Did you make the crust? Did you make the crust?
Or I did not today. I cheated today.
You did. Is it the kind of frozen kind that you buy in the store?
The rollout, yeah.
Roll-up?
Exactly. It's good enough for today.
Delicious.
Come to the real event, you'll taste some good pie.
Okay, so tell me what the real event's about.
So Prose of Pie is a monthly storytelling series combined with a good old-fashioned pie bake-off. Part of the inspiration is this thing called the Moth storytelling series.
I know, I love the Moth.
Yeah, so I love the
Moth,
too.
We've had James Bradley on the show many times.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
So I and some of my friends were a little tired of going to the city, going to Brooklyn during the month to see these Moth events. We thought, why don't we have them up here? Our neighbors had lots of good stories.
Okay.
We weren't really sure if enough of them would know about the Moth, so we thought we'd lure them in with a good old-fashioned
pie. For people who don't know what the Moth is a series of storytelling evenings in which people stand up and tell a story. It's as simple as that.
Exactly, yeah.
And they're marvelously entertaining, very poignant, and they're very often on NPR.
Yeah. And it's also important to point out these stories are true stories, people's own stories.
Well, who knows how true they are? They're enhanced memoirs, but who knows?
Okay. Well,
if you're going to tell a good story, you got to, you know, perk up some of the details sometimes.
And one of the nice things about these events is that there's also a theme to each evening.
Yes.
So you have to make your story fit the theme, or you can stretch the theme to fit your story. And that makes part of the event a lot of fun.
It's wonderful because they're non-professional comedians and they're not professional entertainers. And to see what ordinary people do with their own stories is amazing.
Yeah, we really all have a story.
We all, at least one. So now tell me about these evenings. Where are they taking place?
So we hold them in Tarrytown at Water Cooler, which is Westchester's premier co-working shared workspace. It's right in downtown Tarrytown, so we encourage people to come over, have dinner first, come to our evening for the event, and then stay for drinks. So we're really keeping
it local. That's such a nice thing.
Yeah.
So it's dessert and a story after dinner.
Yeah, with your admission price, you get the stories, you get a taste of three pies. We should have a table of about eight or so.
Nice.
During intermission, you get to vote for your favorite pie.
Really?
And at the end of the evening, the best pie wins. We've been giving away gift certificates to Chef Central. Our next event is September 21st. The theme is changes. And actually, we have a special event in October in conjunction with the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery. We're having the event at the cemetery.
Is that
outdoor.
Like a Halloween thing?
Yeah, it'll be a Halloween theme. And that'll be on October 23rd.
Very cool.
And if the weather holds up, we'll actually have it outside.
Very cool.
Yeah. And we've been really happy with the response we've got.
Yeah, how many
community.
People come to one of these?
Well, you know what? We've only had three so far, but the last two have sold out standing
I
room
bet.
Only.
And what is the price to come?
It's only $10.
And of course. Yeah. So you've made it. And the bee likes it.
Yeah,
okay, so we've got a bee that's hovering over the strawberry rhubarb pie right now. But I'm being very cool about it.
Yeah. Which is a cum cookie.
Personally, I think that, you know, the more bees we have, the better anyway.
Yeah.
Hopefully not landing and stinging me at the moment. I'm eating the pie as we're talking.
And what
really
do you think
divine.
Of the pie? You haven't really commented
well,
yet.
I'm eating it. I love pie. I love pie. This pie happens to be incredibly juicy and delicious, and I'm not much of a berry or rhubarb person, but it's not stopping me. It's very delicious.
Yeah. And that rhubarb happens to come from my garden today.
Does it really?
Yes.
You picked the red stalks?
I did.
Now, you know you can't eat them raw. They're poisonous.
The leaves are poisonous.
The leaves are poisonous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You
the
are
leaves
eating
are poisonous.
The stalks.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah, the leaves are poisonous. I remember because I grew a rhubarb garden, and I remember somebody telling me that some part of the plant was poisonous.
Yeah. I've not tried to eat the leaves.
And that's
myself.
Why they're okay. That's why the deer don't go after them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
right,
they know better. Yeah, they know better. Are you growing your own garden?
I do have a garden in the yard, yep.
So, Zach Schusterman, what's your day job?
I'm actually a lawyer.
You are? Me
I
too.
Am just like you, yeah.
Really?
I like meeting lawyers who do things outside the law.
We have to, otherwise life would be way too boring. What kind of law do you do?
I do a combination of business law, IP law, and nonprofit law.
Fascinating. Are you in Westchester County doing law?
I have an office
in
the city, and then I work out of Sleepy Hollow, Tarrytown as well.
Somebody's afraid of bees, Gabby. Somebody's afraid of bees. Somebody's running away from the bees.
Yeah.
So, and was this your idea to do this prose and pie thing?
It is. I co-produced with a friend of mine, Ivy Eisenberg, who's also a client. She's a humorist, a performer, a customer research expert, also multi-talented. We have some great volunteers, in particular, Dina Friedman. We were lucky enough, she's a nonprofit program director with experience creating programs.
Well, for $10, no one's making any money off this. It's just a beautiful evening.
It is a little profitable, but yeah, we're doing more for the community.
Are you?
Yeah. And actually, the event at the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, because the cemetery is a nonprofit organization,
you're going to give it back to them?
Those tickets will be a little higher. They'll be $15.
Oh, I see.
And they're making most of the money. Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool. I love that you're doing this. Do you live in Tarrytown?
I'm in Sleepy Hollow, but it's basically the same community as far as I'm concerned. Yes.
It is, isn't it? I mean, maybe not incorporated as such, but it's the same school, isn't it?
Same school same, system, same, yes. They're separate yeah. villages.
Right,
but
right.
It's hard to tell where one ends.
Dobbsbury, Irvington, Tarrytown, Sleepy, they all go up the river.
Exactly.
Hastings on the Hudson. But yeah. They're all very charming. How long have you lived there?
Only 3 years.
Do you like it? And you're making
I've fallen in love with it.
Yeah, and you're making an impact on the community.
Well, I'm trying.
That's
I'm
so
trying
cool, Zach Schusterman. So what's the website? Where can people find out?
The website is Prose of Pi, P-R-O-S-E of Pi.
And do they have to make reservations to come, or can they just come?
Well, because we have been selling out, we do encourage you to get your tickets in advance.
You can do that. You can buy them in advance.
We sell them on Eventbrite. You can go to Prose of Pi.
Eventbrite.
Eventbrite.com.
B-R-I-T-E,
yeah.
Yep.
Or through our website. There's mm-hmm. a link there as well. The tickets usually go days in advance, so you want to get them early. We do release some at the door to make sure folks have a chance to see.
I can't do anything before November 5th, but after that, I'm coming.
All right, we'll reserve you some tickets.
All right, perfect. Thanks.